Neville Goddard said, God is alive in you now. So I ask you to test him. Would you like a better job? Greater income? Greater recognition? What would you do right now if it were true? Now test God by thinking of a friend. Hear him congratulate you on your good fortune. See his face light up with joy and feel his presence. Do that, and you have performed a magical act. For God has acted, and all things are possible with God. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is January the 1st, 9:04 a.m., 2024, in Melbourne, Australia. Happy New Year's. It may or may not be New Year's for you yet. You may listen to this 10 years from now and might even look back at 2024 as the year that your life exploded in the coolest ways. Can you imagine that? Because God is alive in you now, why not test him? Why not just go to the end of this year, go to the end of 2024, and imagine you and me having a chat. Imagine you and me having a chat about you diving deeper. About you getting the gold. About your life transforming. How does your life look? What's it look like, your life 12 months from now? Having it dove deeper. Having decided, you know what? It's first class time. You can live a magical life. You can also live a rational life. From what I can tell, we get to live with both. But most people, they have a lot more rational. Most people have almost no magical. Think about this. We've talked about it before. You know, if rational was salt, and you need salt for life. If rational was salt, and you need salt for life on earth. Magical is your meal. And most people, they just keep piling on the salt. You realize there's almost no chicken in a chicken nugget? There's a lot of salt, though. Neville Goddard says salt is a preservative. Stop looking to the past to determine what you can do in the future. Stop looking. You see, when you look to the past, you're preserving the past. This is why Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. She looked back. And that's it. End of line. See, notice what Neville has you do here. Think of a friend. Hear him congratulate you. See his face light up with joy. Feel his presence. Experience the richness that implies your wishes fulfilled. That's the most basic part of this. The most basic power is the pearl. You have to give up belief in all powers outside of you as having influence, having control over you. So I'll call him Marky Mark just for fun, because we had a little chat. He's looking at joining us in Remarkable. Here's the crass commercial. Stay tuned. JoinRemarkable.com. That's one word, JoinRemarkable.com. And Marky Mark is deciding to become someone who makes decisions. That's not his real name. I didn't ask. He wouldn't mind. But he's imagining becoming someone who makes decisions. Someone who executes. Somebody who says, I'll take that. This is the new me. Done with that. instead of pondering forever. Marky Mark's deciding to have a magical life. Imagine that, magical Marky Mark, right? He's pondering having a magical life. And if he decides to make life magical, he gets to discover there's a lot more food than salt. Stop settling for salt. Stop being the person who thinks about, comments about, has slick remarks about. Join in the dance. God, if I've got one regret from my teenage years is I didn't dance enough. I really didn't start dancing until I was in my 20s. I dated a girl who could dance, and she taught me how to really dance. In other words, she invited me to have fun on the dance floor. And she also did show me how to move. Moving and grooving. Meanwhile, ...9:10 a.m. Monday the 1st of January. Who do you choose to be for the next year? Who do you choose to be in the new year? See, here's a mistake a lot of people make. I will lose 50 pounds. I will double my income. Rightio. Who are you going to be? Who's behind all that? See, I love the sneaky little invisible states. Excellence or excuses. We've talked about those. What do you make? See, your state makes up your moments. And what do you make every moment? Is it an excuse? Is it an excellence? What are you making the next moment? An excellence or an excuse? This reveals about you. I think that's all I got today. Nee sent me a testimonial, but I don't have it handy. I'm going to be sharing a lot more of these on the podcast this year, too. Because the purpose of a podcast is to invite you to dive deeper. The purpose of a podcast is to help you just notice, these are things I haven't noticed before. If you want to dive deep, if you want to explore with us, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, you can join that anytime. On the other hand, join Remarkable.com. That's a 12-month adventure. Especially if you've already done Manifesting Mastery or Dream Driven Day. If you want to hang out with some cool kids for 12 months, get on a monthly group call, private little Facebook group, about 50 people. You think that's a very different environment compared to a group with 50,000. The public group has 50,000. The private group has about 50. People who put skin in the game, not just tire kickers. People that are rocking and rolling, people that are hungry for more. If that's you, join Remarkable.com. And for now, if you want to, imagine up your life 12 months from now, that the decisions that you made today totally transformed who you are and your circumstance. What's that look like? What's it feel like? Imagine that as we go into the silence. God is alive and in you now, so I ask you to test him Would you like a better job, greater income, greater recognition? What would you do right now if it were true? Now test God by thinking of a friend. Hear him congratulate you on your good fortune. See his face light up with joy. Feel his presence. Do that, and you have performed a magical act. For God has acted, and all things are possible to God. My name is Mr. 2020. I do want to thank you for listening. I do invite you to dive deeper and soar higher. Be decisive. Be first class. Oh my God, I just had a dragonfly land on me. How cool. See ya.